You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
The Wire.
A new archaeological dig in Australia's north has discovered artefacts which show Aboriginal people inhabited the continent for thousands of years more than previously thought. A team of archaeologists and local Aboriginal community members have excavated evidence that places people in Australia at least 65,000 years ago, pushing back the timing by around 5,000 to 18,000 years. Reporter Max Smith spoke to Queensland University Associate Professor Chris Clarkson, one of the lead authors behind the research, and began by asking how the findings came about.
The site's been known about for a long time, and in fact it was an important one for the initial work that was done to set up Kakadu National Park as a World Heritage Area. So they were digging there in the 70s, and they found some pretty amazing stuff even back then, some really early grindstones, but they had no sense really of how old the thing was. And then a team led by Rhys Jones and Mike Smith and Bert Roberts went back in 89, and they had a sense, an intuition, I guess, that the site might be very old because it was very deep. And they wanted to try out this new technique that Bert Roberts was developing, which was thermoluminescence. And so when they took samples from the bottom of that site at about 2.5 metres depth, they came up with ages of about 50 to 60,000. But the archaeological community never really accepted those ages. There was a lot of scepticism and doubt about both the veracity of the technique as well as how the artefacts were associated and so on. So it's been sitting there for 25 years, kind of untouched since that time. A bit of critique from time to time. And I thought, well, it's really time to go back and have a look. It's a bit of a burning question for me. So I put together a team, and we got funding, and we got permission from the Aboriginal people to go back, and they were particularly interested to know about some of the claims for early sophisticated tools there that seemed to really be of interest to them. So we managed to go back there and dig again in 2012 and in 2015, and that gave us the opportunity then to really get into detail about the site and understand much more about it.
And you mentioned getting permission from the local Aboriginal community, and I think you also worked with them. But I mean, at first they wanted to shut this down, right? I mean, what changed their minds?
They only really had a problem with it once we encountered some skeletal remains. So that became a big issue, of course, as it always does.
Those are remains of people.
Yes, that's right. You know, skeletal remains is a very sensitive issue, of course, and it's very, very difficult to, you know, negotiate what to do with those when you find them. Initially, we thought that the whole excavation may come to an end, but in fact, we had a very, very strong agreement with the community, and they made it very clear that we should be able to continue our excavations if they were handled sensitively and then the material put back in the site at the end, and that's what we did.
And so, from all this, you've basically found that this has pushed the date back to at least 65,000 years ago that Aborigines were first kind of in Australia, and that seems to be a conservative estimate. I mean, and there's a few things that have come out of this, right?
First of all, it's a startling new find and really fantastic that we're pushing back the age even further. By using techniques like OSL, so a new form of luminescence dating, we're able to say with confidence that, yeah, we're looking 65,000 minimum. Below that dense occupation layer that those dates come from, we also have another lens of artefacts, which is really interesting. We're sort of still trying to get to the bottom of what that means, whether it could be artefacts that were deposited there as a result of maybe digging pits or a bit of movement from roots or so on. So we're not confident yet in saying that we have occupation earlier than 65,000. I think we'll have to see whether or not we find a similar kind of thing in other sites around the place first. At this stage, it may just be a coincidence that we have this earlier, or a kind of a strange process of site formation that we don't understand yet. But the implications are, of course, that it means people must have been out of Africa even earlier than 65,000, even modern humans. There's no doubt about that. We have huge continuity in the site from the bottom to the top in terms of ochre production and manufacturing pigments, the mixing of micas to make fancy paints. We've got axe technology from the bottom to the top. We've got grindstones of similar kinds from bottom to top and so on. So we're sure that these are modern humans. We're sure that the people who live there today are descendants of those people, albeit many, many generations ago. But it tells us that 65,000 years ago is really a minimum, a benchmark now for understanding this out-of-Africa dispersal. And that's never really been well dated before. We've sort of got genetic estimates of between 60 and 80,000. There's a few fossil remains in the Philippines and in China and in the Middle East, suggesting ages greater than 65, but there's still a bit of scepticism about those as well. So I think now the archaeology gives us a really, really firm footing for saying 65 is the minimum, given that people already had to travel thousands of kilometres and make big ocean crossings to get to Australia by 65.
Right. So in terms of kind of getting more assurances as to actually how far this does go back, I mean, is work going to continue on this site? Do you think this particular site could hold the answers to that, or is that somewhere else?
I think this site, we've finished at this site. I mean, we made a promise to the Aboriginal people it would be all finished after the 2015 excavation, and we don't intend to go back on that. We certainly have enough artefacts from the bottom, and we have enough dates. It's not a question of that. It's just simply a matter of whether or not it's a freak occurrence at this site as a result of site formation processes, like, you know, root activity, or did people dig some pits. One interesting thing is that all of the ochre stops at the 65,000-year layer, which suggests to me that these artefacts probably have been displaced, but we can't be sure of that yet. I think we plan to dig some other sites in the region over the next few years, and maybe we'll start to see this pattern emerging again. You know.
Can anyone explain why the modern-day whales are so big?
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.